Unit 5. Dialogue. Language structure. The object clause.
Would you like to go and see a film this afternoon?
What did you say?
I asked whether you would like to go and see a film this afternoon.
It's raining hard.
I think I would rather stay at home and watch television.
That's true. But do you know why I want to go out to see a film?
Of course I do. If you're at home, your father wants you to do homework when you want to watch TV. Actually, I don't think watching TV all the time is a good idea. Listening comprehension. Listen and complete the answers to the questions.
1. John wants Tom to go to see Paul with him and ask Paul what time the basketball match will start and where it will be. Tom says that he knows it will start at 6:30 in the gym. Then John asks Tom whether he knows which team they will be playing against. Tom tells John that they will be playing against the green team.
Two. Tom tells Susan that he met Maria an hour ago. Then Susan asks him if Maria told him why she was absent from the meeting the day before. He says that Maria told him that she went to the dentist's. Susan then wants to know why she did not ask for leave. He replies that Maria told him they looked for Susan, but that she could not find her. Text. Asking favors of other people. New words and expressions. Thompson.
Thompson.
Thoughtful.
Thoughtful.
Considerate.
Considerate.
Memorandum.
Memorandum.
Agreeable.
Agreeable.
Erickson.
Erickson.
Astonish.
Astonish.
Read.
Read.
Appreciate.
Appreciate.
Behave.
Behave.
Strangely.
Strangely.
Personality.
Personality.
Situation.
Situation.
President.
President.
Company.
Company.
Welfare.
Welfare.
Employee.
Employee.
Condition.
Condition.
In my office, everyone enjoys working with Mr. Thompson, but no one likes Mr. White. Mr. Thompson is always thoughtful and considerate. When he wants something done, he'll ask, "Would you mind getting this information for me, please?" Mr. White is just the opposite. He usually shouts across the room, "Get me this memorandum and hurry up!" Mr. White surprised us this morning, though. At first, we thought he must be sick. He was kind and agreeable. "Miss Erickson," he asked,
If it isn't too much trouble for you, could you please make these telephone calls for me?
June Erickson was astonished.
Right after that, Mr. White said, Miss Reed, would you be so kind as to open the window? It's quite warm in here. Then he said to me, I'd appreciate it very much if you'd mail these letters for me.
We couldn't imagine why he was behaving so strangely.
Should we offer him some aspirins? Or had Mr. White changed his personality?
The situation was soon cleared up.
Ladies, Mr. Thompson said, I've been told that the president of the company will be here soon. Interested in the welfare of his employees, and will have some questions to ask you about your working conditions here.